mystery, suspense, exciting adventure. You are now entering the dangerous presentation of Coral Island and the Threefold Victory.
Well, I guess this would be a good time to say thanks for letting me stay the night, Rob.
Oh, it's no problem.
Say, Mr. Michael, do you live in that castle all by yourself?
Well, for now at least. Well, until I can get my life back together again. See, I lost my job and my house was foreclosed upon. My wife left me about 8 months ago. It was a mess. You know what? Actually, I'm not gonna lie. I should be honest. Kelly left me because I just couldn't quit drinking. I moved to the castle to try to get my bearings. So far, it hasn't been very successful. But hey, that's life. I deserve whatever I get. This is just a good lesson to show you kids, don't ever touch the bottle. You'll never be able to put it down.
Wow, that's what Dad says, too.
So, where does your wife live?
She lives with her parents. It's about 15 minutes from here.
Guys, could you quit asking all these questions already?
No, that's okay. I don't mind. Fire away.
Say, Michael, are you looking for a job?
Well, I don't want a job I can't be faithful to. I want to try to get my life in order first. But what do you have in mind?
Well, there's an opening at the ART. You see, I'm relocating, and they're going to need a replacement here in this area.
Seriously?
Yeah, we're moving, so you can fill my position. I think they'd hire you, especially after your heroic performance last night.
Well, it's something to think about.
I know how you can get your life back, Mr. Michael.
How's that, Alex?
My dad was just like you, until God cleaned him up. Now he's a professional architect.
That's comforting. You know, Alex, you remind me of my little boy, Mikey. He's a swell little guy. He's 9. I also have a little girl named Sarah.
Just think, Mr. Michael. You can have your life back if you turn to the Lord.
Andy, it's not that simple.
Why, sure it is. Jesus is the answer.
That's mighty thoughtful of you, but my wife probably has somebody else by now. Like I said, she left me months ago.
Dude, it's worth a try.
You kids are sweet.
She could be at her parents' for a reason. Waiting for you?
You know, as kind as you are, you could probably convince her to come back to me.
I wouldn't count on it.
But it's worth a try, isn't it? I mean, couldn't there be a slim chance she's waiting for him?
If she's still living with her parents...
Oh, quit. You all are getting his hopes up.
No, it's okay. I deserve this. If Kelly did want me back, I'd just be the same jerk I was before.
No, you don't have to be. God can change you.
Thanks, Alex. You'll have more confidence in me than I do. I would try anything. Believe me, I miss my family.
Mr. Michael was so sad about his family.
I know, it made me want to cry.
It's not Michael's fault, guys.
How can you say that, Alex? He chose that life.
Not really. He's just a sinner, needing a savior to get him out of all that mess.
What do you mean? Ah, you got an H.
Sin is our nature. We need to introduce him to the Reformers Unanimous Program. Pastor Rogers would love to have him come.
Reformer what?
Talking about me, are you? Hey, pass the ball over here. Give me a shot.
Sure.
Say, I'm going to visit your grandfather.
Grandpa's very wise. He can help you.
Aw, Grandpa. He's got antique ideas.
Mark.
Well, old is the best way, they say.
Hey, good shot.
Thanks. I used to love basketball. Anybody want to go with me?
Actually,
I'm in. Mark, what about you?
I guess I wonder what his crazy answer's gonna be.
What were you going to do, Jenna?
Oh, I was wanting to visit Kelly. I might can help if I know where she lives. I'll have to okay it with Uncle Rob. But I'm sure he'll say it's okay. I would call my parents, but I can't.
That's very thoughtful of you. I'll write it down for you. Do you guys plan on walking?
This is a small town, so I was going to ride my bike. Is it far?
Well, no, it's not too far. Here, let me write down the address. Say, Alex, what about you?
I'll go with Jenna.
Okay. Alright, across Petal Gas Station, by Lakeside Manor, left on 12th Street to Sprinting Avenue.
I know where Lakeside Manor is.
Okay, well, here you are.
Thanks.
Hey, tell Kelly that... Tell her I'm sorry and that I... Just tell her I'm trying, okay?
Don't worry, Mr. Michael. We'll tell her more than that.
So Jen and Alex are your cousins? They seem to be pretty good kids. You're pretty fortunate.
Michael, they're weird.
weird?
They don't even have TV. Their dad won't let them listen to the radio except for, like, one station. And Jenna wears these long, weird skirts all the time. They don't even get to play video games.
So that makes them weird?
Josh, Jenna's older brother, says he'd rather have a dad that keeps them away from the cliffs than to let them play on the edge.
That's a good analogy. It makes sense to me.
Oh, whatever.
They don't go to public school. They can't go to the water park.
That's cool their dad is that strict. I wish mine would have been.
Dad wants us to move to their wacky town so our family can turn into weirdos.
They can't have a boyfriend or a girlfriend. It's terrible.
Wow, what restrictions? Does Jenna mind?
No, Jenna says they're just trying to be like Jesus. Jesus wasn't that holier than thou.
She doesn't seem that way. She tells you she's better than you are?
Not exactly, but she acts like it.
Because she doesn't do things you do?
I guess so.
Well, you don't do what they do, so she could feel that way about you.
You can't expect us to be like that.
No, I guess not. But if Jesus can keep Jenna happy with all the thou shalt nots, maybe he'll keep me from drinking. You know, I know Jenna's not critical of you. She loves you, and Alex is the best boy I've ever seen. Maybe you should figure out what makes them happy instead of being so critical.
Is she home?
Ring the doorbell.
Right. Just a little nervous.
Here, I'll ring it.
Oh, hello. Can I help you?
Does Miss Kelly live here?
I'm Kelly.
Oh, well, I'm Jenna Adams, and this is my brother Alex.
Hi.
Hi.
We've come to talk to you. It's of importance.
I see. Well, won't you come in?
Thank you.
You're lucky to catch me at home. I just happened not to go to work today. I haven't been feeling well, and I have been having difficulty with the baby. I'm 8.5 months along, and...
Congratulations!
Oh, well, thank you, I guess, but it isn't. We're celebrating.
Is your husband around?
No, that's why I said there was nothing to celebrate. I had to leave him.
That's terrible. We met a man like that. He was an alcoholic. He decided to go right from now on. Do you think his wife would want him back?
Well, if I was in that position, I know how it feels to be married to a man under the influence of alcohol. If he is going right, I'd want my husband back. But only if I knew for certain he really turned over a new leaf.
Miss Kelly, are you a Christian?
Well, I guess not. That is if you mean that I've made some sort of commitment.
Not a commitment. Have you repented and asked Jesus Christ to save you from your sins?
No, I guess I can't say that I have.
You see, why Jenna is asking is because my mom and dad's marriage failed because they didn't have God in their lives to hold the pieces together. You see, Christ, he fixed those broken pieces.
How do you know that?
Well, my parents split up when I was small. My mom and dad weren't Christians. Jesus saved them and put their marriage back together.
That sounds impossible.
But it's not, or I wouldn't be here.
That is true, I suppose.
Wouldn't you want that for your family?
Oh, Jenna, I would love for my family to turn out like that. It's just that it's not...
Are you okay?
I just had a sharp pain hit. What? I'm sorry, what were you going to say? Oh,
Miss Kelly!
Jenna, I'm so sorry.
Oh, Alex, I think Kelly's going into labor.
What?
Call my mom, I'll give you her number.
Don't be sorry, just tell me the number.
Michael, I'm so glad you came by. Rachel, Mark, this is for you too. Pull up a chair and have a seat. Let's open the Bible and see what God has to say about overcoming sin in our lives. Now, first of all, sin is anything that displeases God. The first sin began with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Their decision affected the whole human race. Look here in Romans 5:12. It says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Right here in Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord."
So if we're all going to die, what's the eternal life for? I mean, it's obvious we're not going to live here on earth forever, right?
No, not down here. Sin resulted in physical death. Eternal life is talking about where we will spend eternity when we die. There's also a spiritual death. Revelation 20:14-15 talks about that. Hold on, let me find it. Here we go. "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire."
So what can I do?
"Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved."
believe on?
The devil believes in God, but we must believe on, rely on, have faith in Jesus Christ. Then you must repent of your sin and turn to God for deliverance. Turning to God so that he can put you on his way. Here, let's look at the book of Acts. Acts 17:30. Right here, in the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Now listen to the next verse. Because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men that he hath raised him from the dead. This is talking about Jesus. He died for you to pay for your sins and endured the penalty that you deserved. He experienced your judgment on the cross so that you would not spend eternity in this lake of fire. He arose from the dead on the third day. Michael, do you believe this?
Well, I was taught that since I was a kid, so yeah.
You must call to him and believe from your heart that God is who he says he is. Are you wanting Christ to save? What timing? Just let it ring.
I want to accept Christ in my life, Albert.
Okay. I don't know why, but something tells me I should answer that phone. Hold on, Michael.
Sure.
Hello? Yes, he's here. What? What? Oh, Jenna? Well, yes, we'll be on our way. Bye. Michael, it was Jenna. Kelly is being rushed to the hospital.
What?
She's calling for you.
Hospital?
Kelly's in labor.
What? Labor? I mean...
You didn't know?
I had no idea.
Rachel, Mark, be right back. Come on, let's go.
We've been waiting so long. Any news?
It's a boy. Thomas Evan Wellington.
Yippee!
Oh, that's so cute.
And that's not all. Come with me.
Hey, wait for me.
Jenna, look.
Aw. Can I hold him?
Sure, but be careful with his head. There you go.
Aw, he's so cute. Look at you.
He's chubby. It reminds me of Mom back home.
She's due in a few months.
Jenna, I want to say thank you. Because of you, Kelly and I trusted Christ. We both have decided to start over in the Lord together and work things out.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We want to be one big, happy family, like I'm sure you have.
When Alex was talking about that man going straight, was that...
Yes, he was talking about Mr. Michael.
Mr. Michael, you will have to pick up Mikey and Sarah from summer school. I think they'd like to see their daddy this afternoon.
Hi there, this is Janessa Cooper. I have so many episodes typed up and waiting on my to-do shelf. The Coral Island crew would love to share them with you. Future episodes include a treasure, a lost legend of the past regarding the Wellington Castle Island, a dangerous, deadly cave with a violent Elasmosaurus, a bad scare to Dr. Towers, and most of all, more exciting adventures. Your support will make Series 2 come alive. Check out our website at coralislandadventures.org.
Alan, I brought you some coffee.
Another one?
Something needs to wake you up. Another cup should help.
It may take a couple more. Oh, I can't concentrate.
You're just tired and didn't get enough sleep last night.
But the rule, nobody goes to bed if it's made. Oh, let me guess, it's not made.
Well, it can be. Hold on.
Hey, no you don't. Come back here. Jenny Louise. I see how it is, you little stinker. Come on, give it here.
Gotta catch me.
This game again? You'll lose.
Maybe.
Got it.
Hey, Alan, I'm trying to make the bed. This isn't fair. You're always stronger than me.
Yep, strong enough to pull you straight to me.
Oh, Alan.
I win again.
Oh, you.
Oh, I love you. God knows I couldn't do it without you. When I get discouraged, you pull something like this and make me laugh.
Well, we've been through so much lately, I decided to capture the moment for some fun.
Well, you don't have to be so stingy.
Huh?
Capture the moment.
Oh. Alan?
Huh?
The kids will be fine.
Yeah, maybe the Lord's keeping them so we can catch up.
What do you mean?
I've been so busy in the office, and don't give me those eyes. I've been too busy with this blueprint.
Honey... You work from home.
But I don't have to work 24/7. It's about time for a break. Let's go do something together.
Are you sure you feel up to it?
You know, after playing tag down the hallway, running around the bed, tug of war on the blanket, funny thing, I'm not tired anymore.
What's on your mind?
a double-decker chocolate sundae from the Burger Barn.
Mm.
And then we'll go for a walk on the secret beach near Captain Point, just the two of us.
Uh-oh.
What?
I forgot. We can't have quality time with just the two of us. That's a positive fact.
Why not? Oh, the three of us then.
Hello?
Wilson, good to hear your voice again. In person.
Milton.
Hit the nail right on the proverbial head.
What are you doing? Where are you?
Questions needing answers? Well, that doesn't mean you'll get any.
Then why did you call?
I'm tracing Merlin's steps. Barry didn't tell you?
How do you know about Barry?
I've been keeping a watchful eye on him. It was good for you. He was sincere. Merlin could have persuaded him to work in his dirty little outfit.
Why are you calling?
I unplugged the device and recovered the data you inconspicuously transferred. Over to Sally, might I assume?
I should have known it was you. So you're in on the game now.
There's pure motives on my part. Emptying the ESPA was the most damaging, stupidest idea you ever had. Some of the files would have been lost. You empty that thing, and it won't be worth its casing. Don't touch it. He's in a new area, a new disguise. He'll feel his independence, get clumsy, and go to town. And when he does, the police will be waiting for him when he comes back.
Sounds so rosy, but all I see is thorns. How do I know I can trust you?
You don't. Who do you have in the area? We'll meet in person.
The FBI hasn't sent anyone.
Don't lie to me. Someone's stationed here. I can always find out without your help.
Dick Baxter. I'll give you his cell number. That's all.
Believe me, we'll all be glad that you did.
Wait a minute. That's not right. That knucklehead. He gave me Dwayne's old number. That won't do me any good. Ugh, he sure pulled a rug over that one. Stupid me. I fell for it.
Mr. Mathias.
Huh? What?
I'm sorry, but I have to talk to you.
Why for?
Which side are you on?
What in the world are you saying, kid?
Are you working for Merlin or the FBI?
What? If you had any brains and you knew what was good for you, you'd stay out of my way.
The FBI needs you.
Josh, how did you figure this out? Tell me, son.
Marty.
Oh, I see.
Can I help?
Only if you can tell me which side I should be on.
Huh?
I've been Mr. Evil and Mr. Good for years. I'm afraid of my brother. I don't want to serve a prison sentence. And I know you're a good kid. It shines in those dark eyes of yours. I'm at a crossroads here, right where the rubber meets the road. I'm afraid to go through with this. Do I stay low, or do I turn in my own brother and gain my job back with the federal agency?
You mean laying low as in staying with your brother and doing nothing at all, getting caught, losing your job, and serving some years behind bars yourself?
Doesn't really sound like a choice.
That's not the worst of it all. Even if you decide to go straight, you still have a big problem that could put you in prison forever.
How?
What about your soul's fate and your decision? Have you considered God's way in all of this? Only Jesus Christ can save your soul.
That has nothing to do with this.
Actually, it does. God can help you make the right decisions. He'll give you courage to stand up against your brother and do what's right.
What's right? I don't think I've done a right thing in my life.
God can help you turn to him.
I have no idea how to do that. My older brother has been on my tail for years. I've never been allowed to think on my own. Suddenly, a free life sounds wonderful.
God is the only one that can set you free from guilt, sin, and shame.
Maybe you're right, somehow. Would you want to tell me how I can do that?
I would love to.
Morning, Dwayne. Sleep well after that excitement last night?
Oh, yeah. That, I thought it was a dream.
Here's the milk and syrup.
Where are the pancakes?
They're coming. You just have to be patient.
So how are you going to get your son back?
You have a son?
Well, Molly, we found out. Oh, it's all right if I...
That's fine.
It's Marty.
You're Ryan's uncle that died?
No, I'm Ryan's uncle. That's still obviously alive. My family and I were held by the FBI in a safe house. We've been out of danger for a long time.
I guess I don't understand. How did you get separated for so long?
Does Marty have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, Katie was three. It's a long story. These two men broke into the house and demanded that I give them the equipment. Marty was headed to the bus when I was shot.
Shot?
Someone came in the front door and shot me. I couldn't tell who it was. Unfortunately, the ESPA was stolen. It was all set up. The weird thing is, Marty never made it to school. I knew by the setup that there was something fishy going on. Marty knew every inch of the machine by the time he was 6 years old. Apparently, they heard how smart he was when it came to the ESPA. He watched me work on it many times. I figured out what happened, though. It was Merlin. He took Marty to my friend Milton. That way, he had insurance. Who knows what happened? Austin promised me they would find Marty, even if they had to search the globe.
They didn't find Marty. Did they end the search entirely?
The man in charge of the case was Austin. He did all he could. The problem was, Milton knew all the angles. He wasn't anywhere near New York at the time. 2 years ago, the search was dropped. I figured Marty was gone for good. We never could find Milton.
Did Milton have anything to do with the equipment?
Everything in the world. And my son is right in the middle of it. This taught me one valuable lesson. You can't trust anybody, not even God.
Marty is still alive. God hasn't let you down.
Maybe you're right, Maury. I haven't thought much about God. When, or shall I say if, I ever get Martin back, I'll know for certain. Hello?
Hello? Is this Baxter?
Yes. Who am I talking to?
Agent Milton, listen closely. I don't have much time.
Milton, where's my son? How's Martin? Can I speak to him? Dwayne, please!
Dwayne Howard? I should have known they didn't give away your handle. Dick Baxter, I declare. You're the only one that called me by my first name. Is it really you?
Yes, I'll meet you anywhere if you bring Martin with you.
I can't promise that.
You better.
Maybe.
Why are you calling me now?
I've got a plan. Merlin is as good as imprisoned as I speak. Dwayne, you have to trust me. I'm not a traitor. I'll explain everything.
Now, where do we meet?
Captain Point, the windmill. Bring the police with you. Merlin's at the store. He has Marty with him.
What?
He left us with the ESPA, so hurry.
Dwayne, over here. Did you bring an officer?
Officer Jim Abner. We've got men ready and waiting. When Merlin gets out of the car, we'll make the arrest.
Say, who's that over there? They could give us away.
It's Mom and Dad.
They see us.
Can I go talk to them?
Keep it short.
Mom, Dad, we gotta hide.
What?
Merlin's coming. Brother Jim is getting ready to arrest him.
We'll stay right here. Oh, it's so good to see you, son.
You too. For a while, I thought I would never see you again. I suppose you heard about the kids, Mom.
They'll be coming home soon.
What? But Merlin, I saw him. I saw his sidekick shoot him.
Apparently he was with the FBI and took care of the kids while Merlin went off with you. It was all a fake.
They're alive?
Everyone, quiet.
Here he comes, Jim.
Okay, cover him from this side.
Well, that was a fun trip. Marty, it was a pleasure. In fact, I was...
Police! Hold it, Merlin. You're under arrest.
What?
Step away from the vehicle. Game's over.
Hey, what is
Drop
this?
That Drop weapon. Your gun.
Drop the weapon.
Drop your gun. Hands over your head.
Where I can see him right
Hands
now.
Hands over your head, Merlin. Hands over your head.
What? You have the right to remain silent. You have the right to an attorney. If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be provided
Wait
by the state.
Wait just a minute. Milton, you traitor!
Come on, Merlin.
Serve cold, brother.
Merlin, it's over.
Do you hear me? I'm not
a Merlin punch you through your prison.
Nobody double crosses Merlin Matthias.
Merlin,
and let's tell him.
Wow, he's going
I'll be
crazy.
Quick, I will. You just
Don't
wait. They're going to hear
surrounded.
Me. I hate law. One day I'm going to get rid of it. The CIA, the FBI,
Merlin, get in the
police,
car.
Military.
In the car, backseat now.
What's going on?
I can't believe my eyes. Martin?
Dad!
I thought you were dead. Oh. Wait until your mother sees you.
I have a mother?
You bet you do. Oh, boy. I can't wait for her to see you.
You mean I have a family? A really for real family?
Welcome back, Agent Martin. Wilson, we got him. I'll be sending the equipment back.
Got Martin?
Yes, he's alive and he's okay.
That's news. Say, somebody is waiting for you at the airport.
Who?
Your family. They can't wait to see you. Come on.
I can't believe this. My very own family.
Not for long.
Oh,
Merlin,
be quiet. Shut it.
Well, everyone, I guess we can say mystery solved. This case is closed.
And everyone is safe and sound.
This is Gary Houston with Global Action News, Channel 60. After many years of unending search, a big mystery was solved today regarding the missing boy from New York City. Martin Dwayne Howard is now back home and safe with his family. As for the missing criminal, Merlin Matthias is now back in prison. It looks like this case is victoriously ended. As for the Adams children, who were reported missing, they are now back home and resting with their family. As for the newly founded Coral Island, they hope to have construction go underway in just a matter of a few days. They say it is just the beginning adventure. It looks today like it will conclude a job well done, a mystery solved, and yet another adventure beyond the sunset.
What? The end already? No, it can't be. And maybe it isn't. The audio talent you just heard came from families who freely volunteered. All characters and storyline were fictional, but the theological and scientific information was diligently researched. The adventures could continue on. I would love to keep writing and recording with the Coral Island crew. There's more adventure, mystery, excitement, Bible truths, and scientific facts we would love to share with you. Please pray for God's blessing and provision as we proclaim the creation message across the world. Simply write to Family Truth Ministries and Coral Island Adventures, 4501 Pittman Road, Kansas City, Missouri, 64133. For downloads, to know more about us and where the adventures are headed, visit us on the web at coralislandadventures.org.